You were listening to episode 62 of the Sunday Shakeout with NXN qualifier and Notre Dame commit, Jack Henske. Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Sunday Shakeout. I'm your host, Nicholas, and today I interview Jack Henske. Jack runs cross country and track at Seattle Prep, and he qualified and ran at Nike Cross Nationals, boasting an impressive time of 15:08 for 5K at Nike Cross Regionals to qualify. Not only that, Jack has committed to Notre Dame, where he will continue his impressive running career and be a part of the best recruiting class this year. In this episode, we discuss his recent 3K at Dempsey, being around some of the biggest studs in the collegiate world, Jack's senior year cross-country season that has had many ups and downs, adjustments, but how he ultimately placed third at NXR to qualify for NXN, the recruitment process for Notre Dame, and what he thinks of this year's recruiting class with guys like Drew Griffith and many other stars in the sport, his goals for this upcoming track season, and so much more. If you are new to the Sunday Shakeout, let me give you a quick rundown. This show is your go-to source for in-depth training analysis, valuable training tips, unbiased and reliable physiology and science, and so much more. Whether you're a beginner in the sport in high school or an experienced marathoner aiming for a new PR, the Sunday Shakeout provides you with the information you need to run faster, stay injury-free, and most importantly, stay happy on your running journey. Jack has a lot of potential in the sport of running, and I firmly believe that he will do great things at Notre Dame and beyond. He provides countless insights that are valuable to all of us, no matter where we are in our running careers. This conversation was a lot of fun, might I even say a blast, and I hope that you enjoy it as well. So without further delay, please enjoy my conversation with Jack Henske. So, welcome to the podcast, Jack. It's great to have you here today on the Sunday Shakeout. First question, you know, just how's your training been going lately? Obviously, like I ran with you guys yesterday for the first half of the long run before I flipped, but you seem like you're getting in great shape pretty fast. So just talk about that progression a little bit.
Yeah, training has been going well. I had a little problem with my right knee. I had some like tendon thing going on, so I went to go see a doctor like last Thursday. It was hurting me a little bit, but I've been doing some PT for it, so it felt really good last week. So I was a little worried about it. I'm like, oh no, like I'm gonna ruin my senior season with like this injury, but it seems to be like it's getting better, which I'm happy with, and I think I just can just continue my training as I was going, and the workouts are going well, like stacking weeks on weeks. On Monday, we finally did some like mile pace stuff. So we did 400s at mile pace, which was fun. So it was good to get the legs rolling, as we'd only done like really tempo stuff or like really short speed stuff. So I think we're getting into like some actual race based stuff, which I'm excited for.
Yeah. And what mileage are you looking to like peak at for your season, do you think?
I just hit 50 this week and maybe 55 or so. I think I'll start. Try to go 9 on distance days instead of 8, and long runs around right around 13. So I think 55 with no doubles, just Peloton doubles in the morning. So
yeah, that's smart. That's really smart. Now you sort of started your season at the Dempsey 3K, 3K, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was not this weekend, but this past weekend. I just got to ask, like, what was it like to be around some of the biggest names in the sport, like collegiately? Obviously, you know, you got like Kai Robinson, you know, obviously the Young Twins and Joe Wascom, and the names just go on and on. What was it like to be, you know, in that atmosphere?
It was cool. I mean, I was a little nervous walking into the Dempsey. I'm just sitting there kind of by myself. Everyone's on their own team. I'm just an individual. I'm one of the only high schoolers there. There's a couple other guys. Vince and Owen were there, then Taven Kitchen from and Josiah Tostenson from Crater were there. So there were some high schoolers there, which made it like better because I warmed up with Vince, hung out with those guys mostly the whole time. We all cooled down together. So it was good to have some other high schoolers there, but I mean, it was pretty cool to see like the big names. Like Nathan Green was pacing our race, and I was lined up, I think he was number 14 or 13, and I was number 11. So I was right next to starting line with the 1500 meter champ. So that was pretty cool. But I mean, the race didn't go that well, but I don't like, oh no, it's January. I ran bad. I think it was more just a rest buster. We went through in 4:30, I think. I've gone through in 4:30 like once or twice before. And I mean, I fell off a little bit. I made it to like 600 to go and then kind of die a little bit, but I'm not too disappointed with it. We haven't done it much race pace stuff. It's January. I'm going to be racing for 6 more months. So I wouldn't even want to be racing that well right now. Cause I mean, maybe I don't want to peak too early. I feel like Walker has this really like, we will run bad. I think most people don't have their greatest races early in the season, but everyone runs really well at the end of the season. So
yeah, I totally agree. You got to be performing at the right time. Like if you're peaking in January, then that's not, it's not good at all. Mm-hmm. So that's all really interesting. Obviously, indoors great, but outdoors better. Now I want to talk about, so we're talking about how you're racing against all these studs at Dempsey and all this incredible stuff. You know, you went to NXR and NXN, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but the expert in anything was once a beginner. And so how did you get your start in the sport of running? And could you ever imagine being where you are today?
The first cross country race I ever did was in second grade. It was some CYO cross country at Lower Woodland, our home course now. So like I started and ended cross country or kind of at the similar place. And I remember running and it was I don't know how long of a race it was. It may have been only half a mile, maybe a little more than that. And I took the lead. I was winning like most of it until probably 200 to go. And then I just died up a hill and got passed. So I had really no like race experience. I kind of just went out there like, oh, I can do this right now. I was winning. And then I got second place. And I think I got second place the rest of the season. I kept getting second. And I was pretty good at cross country, like second, third, fourth grade. I think I got second place. I just kept getting second place. And I finally won the CYO cross country meet in fifth grade. I believe I won it again in sixth. I honestly don't really know. And then I did the 800 in track for CYO. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to do the shortest distance possible that I could still win. Like I wouldn't win the 4, but I think I could win the 8. So I would win the 8 in CYO. And I remember my coach told me one time after I won, she's like, she was my preschool teacher and coach. She told me I could go D1. And I like didn't, I mean, as a sixth grader, maybe seventh grader, like you're not going to believe that. I honestly may have been in fifth grade. I was like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
I didn't believe her at all, but I don't know. And then in seventh grade for cross country, I kind of just stopped trying. I convinced myself, oh, I'm an 800 runner. Oh, I'm an 800 runner. And then 800 meters into the race, I would just kind of throw in the towel and be like, oh, I just didn't want to hurt. I'd go till it hurt and then kind of dog it. I got seventh place kind of dogging it. And then in eighth grade, I got like 23rd because I just didn't try at all. So.
Well, I think for sure you have a lot of potential if you're winning cross country meets, even if it's just CYO in like sixth grade, and then seventh grade, you don't even try, but you finish seventh. So I think that's pretty amazing. Did you play any other sports? Like,
Cross country was never my main thing. So I did so many sports growing up. I played soccer. I played baseball. I skied a lot, did indoor soccer. And in the summer I go to Arbor Heights Pool in West Seattle, and I did swim, dive, and tennis there. I did water polo a couple times. I just played literally everything I could. I played CYO volleyball, played CYO basketball. I did it all.
Okay, that's all very interesting. Now, let's go into your cross country season, this past cross country season. Can you bring me through the season before NXR? Because, you know, obviously you had highs, but you also had a lot of lows, weren't there? Mm-hmm. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So first race we had at the little 2 mile at Seaholm. I won that meet. I was happy with my performance there. It was only a 2 mile, so, and I was running solo for a mile there. I think I ran like 10:05 or something like that. Wasn't anything crazy. And then I was really psyched to go up to Furman. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be awesome. There's some really good runners here. Like Evan Noonan was there, who just won Woodbridge. Jojo Jordan, like eventual NXN champion, was there. And there's some really good guys, and I was excited to go up there and go compete and go prove that I'm one of the best guys in the country and that I can go compete with these guys. I was excited, got out hot, was in the lead pack, and felt good. It didn't feel a lot of other guys. The team had a horrible day that day, and most other guys said they were moving backwards from like 400 meters in. I made it to a mile. I think I went through in 4:45.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so we were out hot, but it wasn't anything I wasn't expecting. It wasn't anything unexpected. I was expecting us to be out hot. That was nothing. I wasn't out of my range. I would have been afraid with like a 4:40 or something like that, but 4:45 didn't scare me too much. And then we got off the sand there, the brutal sand, and then made a little turn and we were about to go up the hill. Then I went up the hill for the first time and oh my gosh, I just hit a wall. I just couldn't move my legs. I'm like, whoa, what's happening to me? I got passed by two guys. I was running down the hill, made the turn, got passed again. I saw Evan Noonan like run by me, and then I just kept getting passed. At that point, we were probably at a mile and a half. I was probably back to 12th, 13th place. And then the next loop around the lake was just awful. Just kept getting passed. And then I almost got passed by Hudson at the end. He came up on my hip with 150 to go. And I'm like, oh, I'm not losing to Hudson today. And I kicked it in and was able to beat Hudson, but still I got like 45th at a race where I should have been. I should have been in the top 10, top five. So that was real disappointing. And I mean, the whole team had a bad day, so it was pretty, you could like nail down what we'd done wrong. It was a lack of race pace stuff. Like we hadn't done Ks yet. Mm-hmm. We hadn't done anything. We'd just done tempos and a little bit of speed. And that's all we'd really done. We'd been doing some hard tempos, but we'd never touched really race pace yet or faster than race pace. So it was pretty easy to put the blame on that, although it was still disappointing. It was like, oh, it's still early season. We can put the blame on this. So I was a little mad, but wasn't terrible. I think it was just a lack of challenge. We hadn't done any challenging things yet. Then we went into this race and like, it was wild. Like we were racing against Harriman, like the number one team in the country. We just got blown out of the water.
So oh yeah.
I think it was a good like wake up check that we need to work harder to achieve our goals. So that race was rough. We had a couple league meets after that, mostly just tempoed those. Nothing, no real more crazy, like full race efforts. Mm-hmm. And then our next real test was hole in the wall.
Yes.
It was a blistering hot day. It was like, I think 80 degrees and we were racing at 3:32. So it was peak heat. And I had come off Bob Furman. I was like, okay, you messed it up at the last invite. Let's go out. I knew Nathan Neal was going to be there. Really good runner. I think he was ranked in like the top five at that point. Some other like Owen was there. Vince was there. Jesuit was there, had some good guys. Parker Mong was there. Like, there was some good competition. I was like, okay, let's go mix it up with these guys. And you're going to race smarter this time. So I'm not going to go out in the top five. I'm going to go out 10th place, 20th place, and just move my way up throughout the course. And I got out. I was in probably 20th at the mile. I felt good. Went through in 4:50. I'm like, okay, this is controlled. And I kept telling I was thinking 4:50 would feel easy. That's what I was telling myself. But 4:50 was controlled, but still running that pace is not hard. It is really hard. And I wasn't ready for that. I was expecting 4:50 feel easy. Then I'm going to go move up. I think I just wasn't ready for the pain. I wasn't ready. I didn't push myself to like the brink of exhaustion in any of those earlier races. I didn't push myself to my limits because I didn't need to win the races.
Yeah.
And then when it starts feeling hard that early in the race, I think I just went to panic mode. And I'm like, whoa, this is too hard, too early. Even though it wasn't, I don't know, if it may not have been my day, but also I could have done better than how I did if I just didn't panic. So I just freaked myself out and was like, whoa, this is way too hard. And then I'm like, oh, I got to slow down. I'm like, oh, this is hurting. Then my breathing just got super strong. And I think I just mentally like psyched myself out of that race. And I was probably in like 30th by the next time we hit the track. I watched Vince like collapse right in front of me on the ground.
Oh gosh, like, yeah.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun at all. And that point I was like, okay, like I was thinking like something's wrong with me. I had a meeting with Walker and Hans like the next Monday to like, okay, we need to figure this out. I've had two one bad performance, like that's excusable. We put that to something. This one, like, what's the problem? And we got it down to, I think it was just like panic mode and really understanding like that, how hard running is and how much it hurts, mm-hmm. and how like I have to be ready for the pain and ready to push through that. And I think that mentality like really helped. I kept that up through Metros. I finally had a good race at Metros. I got second. I only lost to Vince by 1 second. Like that's one of the closest I've ever been to him. So that was promising. And even I stayed with him through the hills. I remember last year he broke me. I got fourth at Metros last year, but I was in second most of the race. He broke me at the top of Metro Hill with like 1,200 meters to go at the top of the really hilly section.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then this year I made it like 100 meters further, and he put a little gap on me, but then I didn't let it grow. I was expecting to get dropped. I think he expected to drop me too. And I was able to like keep the gap the same and keep that like 1 second gap. I didn't drop at all, which I was really happy with. So I think I let him go there, which I think I could have pushed and stayed on his hip. But I think I used that new mentality I had, like, this is going to hurt. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna survive. I'm going to push through the pain here. I only have 1,200 meters to go. Even though he got me, I'm not going to get passed. I'm going to keep this lead the same. I think that was a real confidence booster going into like the postseason. And then at districts, after that, I made it to like a K to go, 800 meters to go. Then I got dropped again. So I was like, oh no, like I'm back to my Furman self, my hole in the wall self. And I'm having a bad day again. I'm getting dropped again. And that kind of freaked me out, but it was districts, which is the race that matters the least to us.
Yeah.
Like we still won the race, but I mean, I got passed by Hudson at the line, which never want to go lose to Hudson because he'll rub it in. So that wasn't that fun. But and then I think I was just more focused on state and NXR like the next 2 weeks after that were the most important weeks like of my cross country career, and like what we planned out the whole season, our goals of winning state and making NXN as a team was just really important to us. And obviously I wanted to win a state title. It's my senior year. All the guys who are really good in the state, in 3A especially, are all juniors. So I'm like, okay, these juniors can win it next year. I'm going to go win it this year.
Yeah.
So that was my mentality going to the state meet. Got out hard, was in it for the first 2 miles. And then there's a big U-turn, right? Probably with a mile to go, like just after you hit the 2 mile mark. And I was on the inside there. And then it was me, Owen Powell, Vince Recupero, and I believe it was Cade Brownell, the Mount Spoke kid. And I was talking to him after the race, and he said his plan there was to drop everyone except Owen. And he just made a huge move. And he was more on the outside, and I was more on the inside. And it felt as if like the three of them like slingshotted out of that turn. And I like didn't get the slingshot effect from it. I don't know if that's like really a real thing, but before I knew it, like a second later, they were like 20 yards ahead of me. I'm like, oh shoot. And then at that point, it's hard to make up 20 meters. So I thought at that point I was in fourth place, but I'm okay with losing to Owen and Vince. They're very good guys, but I was not losing to the Mount Spo kids. So I was okay. I'm okay with third, but I'm not going to get fourth. I was in fourth the final like a long time. Then I passed him, I think, with 350 meters to go, 350 to go, up the hill. Then I kicked it down, third place, turned around, hope to see the guys coming by. But once everyone came in the line, we knew we won it. We knew we were the favorites going in, so we couldn't mess up the race. We didn't mess it up. We didn't really have that good of a day. We put up 80 points. We wanted to put up like 50.
Yeah.
But still, it was fun. We won a state title. It's like I'm underestimating. I'm talking too casually about this. I should be more excited about it. But it was what we expected and what we came for. So I wasn't like, oh yay. I mean, obviously it was exciting. We just won a state title, but like it was kind of like the Kobe's like job not finished. Like job finished. Don't think so, because we still had business to take care of next week.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's all about even keel. I hear that a lot on the team. Mm-hmm. I went back and I watched the runner Wah interview with you guys with the team. First state, mm-hmm. and that was just basically the big topic. So, you know, spoiler alert, like you finished third at NXR, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And so obviously you had all these ups and downs during the season. You fought the added adversity. So, you know, what did it ultimately mean to place third? Because obviously, like, this was your last shot. Like, it's your senior year, and you probably put a little bit more pressure on yourself because of that this year.
Mm-hmm. To finish third at state or NXR?
NXR, yeah.
NXR. I think my mentality going into the race is that I'm going to run at NXN. I would much rather do it in a jersey that says Seattle on it, running with all my teammates. But if it had to be in a Northwest jersey, I'll take it. So I think it was really just like, this is your chance to go prove yourself on the national stage, go prove that you're one of the best guys in the country. And I don't want this. I didn't want it to be my last cross country race. I didn't want to end on that note, like not making it to like the final step. So right. That was really my attitude. And I think Walker set up a perfect race plan for me. Like I was in 30th at the K, probably around 15th at the mile. It was 15th, but I mean, I was like a second out of the lead. I think I went through in 4:43. Like I was a little, Walker wanted it more like 4:48, 4:50, but thankfully I wasn't that far back, because I don't know if I would have been able to claw myself all the way up, but I felt good. I mean, it was faster than I'd gone out at Furman, but I still felt better because, I mean, it was later season, so we were peaking at the right time, and I just clawed my way up the whole race.
Yeah, exactly. And what moment during the race did, like, you really realize you were going to NXN? Like, did, like, you look over your shoulder and just, like, pretty much know, like, what moment was that where, like, you were just like, I'm going to NXN, I'm going to go compete on a national level?
That's a good question. I think when we started that second loop, I was eyeing people up. I was counting bodies, counted Nathan up front. Landon was two, and I just kept counting my way back. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm in, like, eighth place right now. I think it was – and then my mentality from there, that second lap was just get to the next pack, get to the next pack, get to the next pack. And I think at the two-mile mark, I was either in sixth place or fifth place. I'm like, okay.
Oh, dang,
like,
yeah.
You got this. Like, you can just close it down. You can qualify for nationals. Then I made my way up to fourth, and then I was running with – me and Taven were running together, and then – we run together on the sand, and then after we came off the sand, I passed him, so I was in third. And then at that point, there was like a K to go. I think it hadn't set in for me yet. I think it was more like get to the line. And I mean, it hurt. I was hurting a lot then. So I was like, okay, you have 1,000 meters to go. My mentality was like, do not mess this up. Do not mess this up. My mom would be very mad because she doesn't know much about running, but the only thing she tells me advice is don't look behind you and keep your arms pumping. So I kept my arms pumping, but I kept looking back. I was running scared. I was worried. I'd be like, oh no, like you're going to die. You're going to get choked up in these last 50 and just get rolled up by like 10 guys. And you're going to get like seventh place or sixth place and miss it by one spot. And that would be just like horrible. But I kept it going. And then I crossed. I think I didn't really set in until I was kicking down that home stretch, and I'm like, okay, you're not getting rolled up here. And I think I was confident. That was the only moment I was really confident in the race, was like 100 meters to go, that, okay, I think I got this.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Now, you're going to NXN individually, but prep was not going as a team, even mm-hmm. though, you know, arguably it may have been our best season in history for the team, like fifth place at NXR. It's pretty good, but mm-hmm. What was it like being in that team tent after the race? Because I don't think I was at NX. No, I was like one spot away from being at NXR on the team. But mm-hmm. what was it like being in that team tent after the race and going back to Seattle? Because it must have been a little bit bittersweet. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly correct. I mean, it's fun. We got a trophy. We got fifth place. We got a trophy. We beat Jesuit, which we were by one point, which we were very happy about. We got a trophy, which was nice, but we had to watch the end of the trophy. We did a little Stefan Diggs moment where you watch the other team go get their title. Walker did it before Stefan Diggs. Like, we did it at state the year we got fifth. We did it last year, NXR, we got seventh. We did it this year, we got fifth. So there's always, we always watch the podium presentation because we always know there's a different podium to stand up on. So we watched that, and the other guys are sad, but I mean, it's kind of hard to be sad when you just qualified for nationals.
Yeah.
So we had we had a team huddle. The seniors were very sad. Like, we said some words. Liam and Nick said some great words. Seamus said one thing. But the team was, I mean, we were sad. It was the seniors' last race. Obviously, I was very sad that I wouldn't be racing next to any of these guys competing with them again, which is, but still, I mean, I was still very happy. So it was a little bittersweet watching everyone around you be a little sad, but yourself being happy. But we went bowling after that, and that, I think that boosted the vibes. I was on cloud nine. I was on top of the world. But yeah. It was a little sad to see the rest of the season for the team would be over.
Yeah. So NXR is finished. You check that box and you're going to NXN. Now, obviously, you know, the season's over for the team. So walk me through, like, how many weeks were between NXR and NXN? Was it like 2, 3, something like that?
I think it's 3 or 3. I think it's 3 weeks. So okay. NXR, I think, was the 11th, and I think NXN was the 2nd. So a little 4 weeks, 3 weeks or so.
Okay. So then, like, walk me through, like, the next few weeks of training. I assume that most of it was, like, done kind of alone, just how did you prepare for NXN? How did you adjust without having your teammates around you? Especially, like, during workouts. Like, that's got to be a little different.
For a little bit, Hudson was planning on running at Hoka, or no, the Foot Locker. So Hudson was training with me for a few weeks. I did a nice tempo workout with Hudson. It was nice to have a teammate going with you. And so, but most of it was alone. Eventually he decided he was not going to do it, which was a little sad because I didn't have any training partners, but it was a lot of running alone. The intensity, we picked it up, and I think that's maybe why I did poorly at NXN, is that we peaked for state, and then I kind of like try to bring my intensity up and then go re-peak again. I feel like I had to keep workouts hard, but maybe mileage a little lower because my body was just tired, and like my joints were hurting, knees were hurting. I was like, okay, you have 3 more weeks. You're going to train hard. You're going to push through this like soreness and pain, and you're just going to like kill these workouts, and you're going to go kill it at NXN. So I was expecting, I worked hard, solo runs. Like I was grinding by myself. It was lonely, but I knew I had like very firm goals in mind. So it wasn't like I lacked motivation at all. So, but it was just like, I was tired. And yeah. I felt that. I think my body felt that too.
Yeah. Right. Now, obviously NXN was not the race you wanted, 1628, but I'm just curious, like, walk me through like being in that like warm up area before the race. You know, like that's got to be pretty surreal. You know, getting off the line, being in the big race itself. Just walk me through that a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I knew a lot of the guys there since some of the visits I'd been on. I'd been on visits with a lot of the best guys in the country. Me and the Northwest guys were pretty tight. I'd eaten dinner with like all the best guys in the country. So I was like, okay, this is cool. Like I belong here. Warming up, we warmed up with the Northwest guys. The team was pretty tight. So we were going out there. We had some heavy hitters up front. So we like, we're like, okay, we're going to go win the region title or something. We're going to go out here and like really put it on for the Northwest. So we were excited. It was cool to be around all these really good runners. And like, I kept reminding myself, like I am one of these really good runners. So I was really excited. I mean, it was obviously the nerves were flowing. Like you're on the start line, you're wearing your jersey, you look to your left, look to your right. It's like, whoa, like these are, I'm here. Like this is the national championship.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Now, the weather was bad. Like, it was horrible. It was horrible, like atrocious. Like,
it wasn't like it was pouring down rain during the race. I think it was, I don't even know if it was raining. I think it was dry at that point, but it had rained the entire week before. Like, we did the course preview work. We weren't allowed to run on the course. We had to run in, like, the gator path, and that was just, so muddy. And then we got to the course, and then we looked at the picture. There's a picture on Runner Space posted that morning of just the biggest puddle in the world. And so the conditions weren't amazing, but I was like, okay, like if you don't let this get in your head and let it disadvantage you, like you can use this to your advantage because other people will get like caught up by it. But I clearly didn't use it to my advantage. And I think it played it to a disadvantage. I raced really poorly. I wouldn't really blame that on the conditions. Well, I think I'd blame it on just so like tiredness and just trying to withstand, hold that peak strength for a whole month, which is just really difficult.
Yeah, right. Now, you know, despite NXN, like, obviously that wasn't, like, the best race, but you obviously still made it to NXN, and you have a very bright future in the sport. You know, you were recruited by Notre Dame. I'm just curious, like, I genuinely have no idea. Can you walk me through the recruitment process for, like, a D1 school like that and all those visits that you briefly mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun process, definitely. I think I got into it sophomore year. I had a pretty good sophomore season. I came back, I was hurt probably 50%, 60% of it. Came back, I PR'd pretty much every single race except the state 32, which I ran really poorly at. I finished sophomore season 4:17, 9:15. I was like, okay, like, these are some solid marks. I'm going to improve next year. So I think it's just mass emailing coaches. I made a big Google or Word spreadsheet, Excel spreadsheet with all the schools. I sent out an email, like the same email to everyone, just changed the coaches' names and like the school with my times, my PRs, my grades and stuff like that. And I think for the most part, I got like some responses, some I called some coaches, and I think I just got like a, I don't even know what to say, like a baseline for it. I don't know what the correct word is there, but just get my name out there and getting it in coaches' heads. Cause obviously you can't get recruited off. You can't go to these top schools with 4:17 and 9:15, but I was still a sophomore. So your junior track season is really like the most important time to get recruited. So I think after junior track, I feel like I'd kind of narrowed it down. I feel like I was good enough at that point where I could go to one of these top schools in the country. So I think over the summer, had a lot of calls, really narrowed it down. And I went on 4 visits. I went to Georgetown, and then I went to Notre Dame, UW, and Harvard. So those were my 4 schools. I went to Georgetown first. I liked it, but I think it just wasn't like the fit for me. I went to Notre Dame second, and I'd never had more fun. Like, I just like love the guys. We went to a football game, and there was like 6 other recruits on it, and 4 of us ended up going there. So it was really nice to meet the guys that are going to be my teammates. And I think just the deciding factor for Notre Dame was just the guys and the team. Like, the coaches, a coach could change, and Coach Neal and Coach Schatz are amazing at their job. I love those guys, and they're very like committed to making good runners, but also like good young men, which I think is very important. Yeah. And just the academic component of Notre Dame. Like, it's Notre Dame. It's built a name for itself. So yeah. I'm just really excited.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you're very excited about next year. But I just want to say, like, the class, it's got to be like so stacked. Like, this has got to be like probably the most stacked class of recruits for any college next year.
We definitely have the number one recruiting class. Yeah.
Yeah. I just listened to the Running Effect with Drew Griffith, Foot Locker Camp. And I also listened to one, obviously he's not a recruit this year, but with CJ Singleton. And I mean, they just seem like absolute beasts. So where do you think this program can go in the future?
Yeah, I think we have some great guys. We're graduating our top 7 this year. We're graduating 4 guys, but we're returning some really good guys. I think Josh Methner, he was hurt at Nationals, but he's one of our top guys. Cutter Solomon, he won ACCs. He's had like an injury, so he's had a little bit of a rough time right now, but I'm confident they'll be back next year. And he's got a really solid group of young guys. CJ just ran 7:753 for 3K. Dalen just ran 1:49. Ethan Coleman got 48th at Nationals as a freshman, or like redshirt freshman. And we just had one of our true freshmen now. He just won U20 cross.
Oh, dang.
So Kevin just won that. So I think, and then with the recruiting class we're bringing in now, I think we're just really poised for like a really great 5 years. I'm super duper excited. I think we can accomplish some big things. And I think obviously a national title's in our head. If we're bringing in this really good class of really good runners and some other guys who are very talented ahead, talented and very good ahead of us. So I think we have some very high goals and high ambitions.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have a lot of high goals and high ambitions when you're with that good of a recruiting class. Now, last topic for today, obviously we're talking about Notre Dame and all of this great stuff, but you're still at Seattle Prep for another 5-ish months. How are you and Walker and the entire coaching staff, how are you going to plan out outdoors to really close out your season, close out your high school career and put a bow on it? Like, what are some meets? You're probably going to Hoka, I assume, maybe probably Nike Nationals. So what are some of those meets and goals that you're looking forward to?
For the indoor season, I'm going to New Balance Nationals. I may do the mile, 2 mile. I don't really know which one I'm doing yet. And then I hope Arcadia, definitely gonna go to Arcadia.
Oh yeah.
There's a Jesuit Twilight. Hoka is the day after my graduation, so I would love to qualify for that and have a little fun. 24 hours, hopefully break four and graduate within a 24-hour period, which would be pretty awesome. And then hopefully cap the season off with some state titles. We're running at Brooks, and then hopefully I want to end the season, end my high school career with a 4x mile at Nike Outdoor, so do it with a team, which I think would be fun.
Yeah, that all sounds very incredible. And do you think you could beat Vincent Owen per chance?
I mean, you can't say I don't believe in myself. There are some very good runners, and they are very good runners. I think they're set for to be the best. I think they're the best two juniors in the nation. So, I mean, but they're not indestructible. They're very beatable. I mean, I've come close. I beat them in some races where they haven't had their best days, or even on days where they had good days. But I think my whole goal is getting to state meet. I'm like, I'm not going to go graduate without a state title. I have to win one. I have to win one. So going into 16, going into 32, it's going to be a dogfight up front. They're very good guys. I love them. I was playing Fortnite. Me and Owen got a win yesterday. We went long with him. Like, I'm very good friends with the guys, which makes it a lot of fun to be competing with them. So I'm really excited. Hopefully we can all do some really big things. We all, everyone, all of us want to break four. We all want to run really fast in the 32. So I feel like we all have big goals in mind. I think just working together, just us three, since we're such good friends, but also competing together and trying to beat each other when it really matters.
Yeah, well, Jack, you have a lot of potential in the sport. I just want to say, good luck this season. Obviously, I'll be
Thank
seeing
you.
you, but yeah, thanks for coming on the Sunday
Yeah,
Shakeout. You're
thanks for
welcome
having
back
me, Mach
anytime.
Five.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 62 of the Sunday Shakeout. That conversation with Jack was a lot of fun to have, and I hope that you guys enjoyed that one too. I hope that hopefully, maybe you didn't start running in high school, but you took some valuable insights away from this so that you can apply it to your own running, in whatever form it is. Because I think that high school running is often overlooked, but it is very, very important and takes up a big part of our running community. So that's what I want to honor here on the Sunday Shakeout. If you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout, please consider following or subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I would also really appreciate a 5-star review on Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. It only takes 5 to 10 seconds out of your day to do so. Give the podcast a 5-star review, but it goes a long way in supporting the growth of the Sunday Shakeout. If you have any other questions regarding anything running, please feel free to reach out to me at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com, and I will leave Jack's Instagram page in the description down below. I hope you all really enjoy your day, and I hope you all really enjoy the rest of your weekend. I think that Jack has a lot of potential in the sport of running. I can't wait to be his teammate for the next 5 months and eventually go cheer him on at Notre Dame and beyond. So, peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.